Hey everybody. So I'm actually going to be talking a little bit lower than usual. I'm in Japan right now in the hotel. Everything in Japan is pretty small, including the walls, so I don't want to raise my voice too much. From the hallway, I can hear people talking on the phone in their rooms, but they're probably talking really loud. But I'll keep my voice down anyway. So yeah, for those of you who don't know me, I'm an English or ESL teacher here in, or not here now, but based in the LA and Orange County area. Right on the border between those two counties. And I've been teaching English to non-native speakers, both in Japan and in the United States, since about 2007. So that makes about 18 years of teaching English. This podcast is mainly for my current and former students, but if anyone else is listening, I hope you enjoy it and you hope you find it relevant. And it's just something I'm doing, I don't know, still doing it, I guess you could call it for fun or just to keep t teaching interesting. And students appreciate it and totally optional, but hey, and it looks good on my resume and my portfolio as well if I'm looking for a new job. So anyway, while I'm here in Japan, I wanted to show you something that I've been doing as a follow-up to a previous podcast and the actual lesson on how to use ChatGPT as a learner, a language learner, any language really, and also when you're living in that country or traveling even. Because I did live in Japan for about 6 years. I did study very hard, and this was before smartphones, so I had to study harder than probably I would need to today. And yeah, so I did move back to the United States in 2015. So I was in Japan for about 6 years, off and on, and then I finally moved back for good in 2015. And since then, I basically have done nothing in Japanese. I think I played one Japanese video game for a while. There's a few shows that I watched, maybe a few movies, but essentially I've been doing nothing in Japanese for the past 10 years. And right now I'm here in Japan just on a trip. No specific purpose for this trip. Just wanted to get away from my normal life. I've been really busy with work and taking care of my elderly animals. I have three pets. One of them is a very old cat, and one of them is a very old dog. I wanted to just get away for a little bit. I did see my family here for a few days, my relatives. I hadn't seen them for about 6 years, so it was nice to hang out for a few days. And I'm here in Tokyo. I've got a couple of days left before I return to the US. So my Japanese has been okay, but it's definitely not as good as it was before. However, using ChatGPT, I've been able to kind of basically get some help, right? However, the problem is with Google Translate and ChatGPT, the way people often use it is they're not really understanding what ChatGPT or Google Translate is producing, right? I really don't like Google Translate, to be honest, for this type of stuff. But let me explain why a little bit later. But students or learners or non-native speakers or whatever, they just put in the information and then they say, okay, I'm going to accept whatever comes out. And they don't often, a lot of times, they don't understand what is being output. And with Google Translate, you often lose a lot of the nuance as well. I got to be honest. A lot of times when students use Google Translate and then show me what's produced, it looks wrong. Translating from Chinese to English or Spanish to English, it looks wrong. Maybe not 100% wrong, but maybe 50% wrong, or it makes sense, but it doesn't really sound, it sounds very unnatural. So I think there's a lot of problems with Google Translate, a lot. I've used it for Japanese just to test it out, and some things are okay, but a lot of times it doesn't really work, especially for anything longer than a few words. But it's not terrible. But again, the problem is when people use these apps, these tools, without understanding what the result is, right? So let me show you what I've been doing, and this is similar to what I talked about in a previous episode and lesson. But now that I'm actually here in Japan and I've been using it for about a week, I've been here for, yeah, today's Saturday, and I've been here since Friday, so about a week. Now that I've been using it a lot, I wanted to share my experience. My back was killing me, my neck was killing me. Actually, not my back that much. It was mostly my neck. I guess you could say my upper back. I do have a chronic spinal condition, but surprisingly, my lower back has been okay for the most part. It's my neck and upper back that's really been killing me, and my calf, or actually not my calf, the front of my shin, that area. I think I have shin splints on my right side. Anyway, I decided to go to a massage therapist yesterday, And if you don't know, the prices in Japan are pretty cheap. Salaries are also lower, so it makes sense. But coming here as an American with US dollars, the exchange rate is pretty favorable. So you've got two things happening. The exchange rate is favorable to the US dollar, but also the price of goods in Japan is a lot less than it is in the US. Now, this wasn't the case so much when I first lived here about 20 years ago and was traveling here even before then, but yeah, right now there's definitely a big difference. So what I'm trying to say is a massage here in Japan was a lot cheaper than in the US. So I said, hey, why not? Why not get a massage here? I don't want to walk around too much. I needed a break yesterday from walking around. So I went to the massage. And okay, how do I explain the kind of massage that I want? Now, I could explain it in a okay, decent way, but I wanted to be more precise. So here's what I did. I asked, and I've been saying this for a long time, before you go do something in English, it's good to prepare, right? Prepare some vocabulary, prepare some phrases, prepare some questions, okay? I think that was the topic of my last episode. So, how do I explain the following? Yeah, I'm gonna reading what my first inquiry was, the prompt. How do I explain the following to a massage therapist? My main issues seem to be my neck, especially because it seems restricted when I'm looking down, the area around my shoulder blades, the muscles around my shin and the calf, especially where it meets the outside of the knee, and my chest, especially where it meets the shoulder muscles. Also, I have a slight spinal injury. Actually, it's pretty serious, but I didn't want to, if I said it was serious, they might not do the massage. So please don't touch the base of my spine around the L5-S1 region. However, you can massage the muscles nearby. Just don't press too hard. I felt very sore and tight from my new mattress, which is true. I bought that last month and it was, I'm still having problems, which is too firm at the moment. And the bed at my hotel is hard as the floor, which is true. Terrible bed. I need to spend more money next time I travel. And so I've had to request several blankets and folded them up and put them on top of each other. Okay, first, ChatGPT gave me a more polite or formal way to explain this. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can see it on the video. So the first line is, and so on. And that sounds about right. I could have a native speaker check, but that sounds pretty good. And I'm going to skip that part. So here's what I did. I was thinking, okay, what can I show my students? This is not for me, but I wanted to show my students. How can you break that first explanation down by vocabulary and grammar? I'd like to take this as a learning opportunity. So that was my next prompt, right? So what ChatGPT did was it gave me a sentence by sentence breakdown so that I could use this as a learning opportunity. And as I always tell students, the entire world is your classroom. If you pay attention and if you take an opportunity, or if you see everything as an opportunity, you're going to learn a lot more. Okay? You're going to take charge of your learning. So, here's the first sentence. So, all of these words I actually know already, but just putting them together has been hard for me. Number one, because I haven't really used Japanese for about 10 years. I did come to Japan 6 years ago for a family thing. Somebody was sick or not in good health, but other than that, I haven't been using Japanese. So, kubi, neck, kenkokotsu, shoulder blade, mawari, around or that surrounding area, ichiban, the most, kininaru, so to worry about, be concerned about, be bothered by, and so currently or ongoing or something. So now it's giving me a grammatical structure. So A to B no mawari, around A and B, what I'm most concerned about is blah, blah, blah. Great. Now, I already know all that stuff, but it's a good refresher, and this is something that you can use for yourself from your first language to English. Okay. And then it's giving me the next sentence, and then the grammar, and then the blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to read all this for you, but you can actually see this if you're watching the video. And I'll put it in the notes as well. I'll put the chat history in the notes. So the question is, do I want to sound that formal, right? Because I personally don't like sounding too formal. And if you always sound formal, that's also weird, right? We have to adjust our language depending on the scenario. So I said, could you provide a more casual way of saying this that includes idioms and phrasal verbs? Include a similar breakdown of vocabulary and grammar, please, as well as any explanations of nuance, cultural information, and so on. This is a great learning opportunity. So you don't have to use English, by the way. And some students don't know that. But it's not necessary to use English with ChatGPT. You can use a different language. Obviously, right now, I'm using Japanese and English together. So definitely change your keyboard, switch back and forth, whatever you're more comfortable with, okay? So now it's giving me a more casual idiomatic version. So I'll read the first sentence. Okay, so it definitely sounds a lot more casual. I would say it even sounds a little too casual or too funny, too jokey. So I think that maybe this is a little too much in the other direction. And that's okay. This is just a learning opportunity. So kubi, neck, kenkokotsu, shoulder blades, atari. So that's more casual than, that means around, but that's more casual than mawari. So that's great. Kekko, so this is like pretty quiet, kind of to make something sound like a little more serious, but it's not dramatic. And baki, stiffness. This word I actually didn't know. So that was cool. Okay, and then it's giving me an explanation, blah, blah, blah. All right, now, as I just mentioned earlier, it's a little too jokey, I think, a little too casual, almost goofy. It sounds almost like comedic. So I said, okay, I want a balance between the two. How do I sound casual but not too much? And I think somewhere in the middle would be useful for most places in Japan. I don't have a job interview. I'm not giving a lecture, okay? But I don't want to sound too casual also. It might sound like a child sometimes, right? So here's a version that's more balanced. So I'll read the first sentence. 首と肩甲骨のあたりが結構張っていて、特に下を向くと、動きにくい感じになります。Okay, that sounds like a nice balance. All right. And then again, it's giving me that breakdown. Okay. Excuse me. My nose has been running like a lot since I've been here. I don't know if it's a hotel room or what. Maybe it's the change in the weather. Okay, now I do want to add one more thing before we finish up that I didn't add before. Could you break this down in Japanese as well? I would like to see it from that perspective. So a lot of times too, it's good to get a bilingual explanation because you're going to be learning more words when you see it in that first language as well, or in that second language, the explanation. So bilingual explanations are great. I did that all the time when I was in Japan. Okay. Chodoi kajuaru. Okay. Sounds okay. So I'm not going to read it for you. Maybe I'll read one. Okay. Sounds good. Anyway, you probably can't read this, but I just wanted to show you that. And I guess I'll say one more thing is that I have been reading a lot since I got here. I've been reading a lot of manga, which are comic books. And yeah, it's just I've been learning a lot of new words just from reading these comic books. And honestly, I'm not trying to learn new words. I just really like the comic books. They're really cute. It's about cats. But just seeing these words over and within the context, I've been picking up a lot of new words that, and I'm not even trying to learn, right? I'm actually just enjoying the comic book. But a lot of new words are staying in my brain now. So I'll talk about that maybe more another time. I think I've talked about that before as well. But why don't I stop here, and I hope you find this useful and just something to think about. Don't feel hopeless. You're in control of your learning before you have to do something in English, or maybe even after. Like I said, before you go do something, you can use ChatGPT to help you prepare. But also after you do something, maybe you said, I couldn't explain that in English. Why? What should I have said after the fact? You might have these things too. Also, I had a conversation with my cousin's kids. They're my age, basically. So I'll just call them my cousins. And we were talking about a lot of things, and it was very difficult for me. It was politics and work. And I was struggling to explain certain things. So after the conversation, I didn't have my phone because we were at a hot springs resort. So we were just dressed in like these, I don't know, they're not pajamas. But anyway, I didn't have my phone with me. So after the fact, I looked up some words and explanations. And I said, okay, next time in this situation, now I know what to say. So you can do it before or after. But make sure that you're taking notes. I've been using a notebook. So make sure that you take notes, and that's really going to help you remember as well. And just having that piece of paper with you, then you can actually take that with you and look at it. So anyway, we'll stop there. If you have any suggestions for future topics or any questions, just put in the comment box, okay?